The Pinellas County School District and Health Department organized a briefing today at High Point Elementary School about efforts to prepare and respond to any concerns about the H1N1 virus at schools, which are opening tomorrow for Pinellas and Hillsborough counties. WMNF reports. So far, the effect of H1N1 on Pinellas County has amounted to one death earlier this month and 5 reported or suspected hospitalizations. Those most susceptible to the virus include children under 5, pregnant women, and adults with underlying chronic diseases such as diabetes. Dr. Claude Damaraj, director of Pinellas County Health Department, describes the possibility of contracting the regular flu as well as the H1N1 virus.
Well, H1N1 is everywhere, and everywhere means the definition of pandemic. The likelihood to get the flu is plan on getting the flu sometime this year. How bad or how severe would it be? I thought maybe since we live in Florida, we are used to prepare for hurricane, and everyone knows about hurricane and category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the World Health Organization has now declared the pandemic as a level 2.
According to Pinellas County Schools Superintendent Dr. Julie Jansen, at a basic level, the best way to avoid contracting the virus is to teach students good hygiene.
But it's self-health. Behaviors such as, you know, using a Kleenex when you're going to cough and, you know, sneezing and those kinds of things. So it's helping our parents and reinforcing what our parents are telling our children at home. We have to do that every day in our classrooms.
Dr. Damaraj says that the safest option is to get vaccinated. The regular flu vaccine will be available at the end of the month, and the H1N1 vaccine will be available in October, pending clinical trials.
Now, the best way to not get the flu is to get the vaccine. What's very confusing for the public is there is, of course, 2 flus, the regular flu and the H1N1, and there will be 2 vaccines. So we have to make sure people understand that if they get the first vaccine for the regular flu, which is coming very soon, then when H1N1 vaccine comes, they will still need to get another vaccine.
If a student does show signs of the flu, such as fever or sore throat, they should stay home from school and avoid spreading to other students. However, according to Dr. Damaraj, staying home from school does not mean they should go straight to the doctor.
They need to stay home. No need to go to the doctor right away. No need to go in a waiting room. Only if the children do not get better, they need to go or call their doctor for advice. Some children will be very sick, and some will be, most of them, very mildly sick. Parents have a plan, because if your kids are home, what are you going to do? So it's like also preparedness for a hurricane. You need to have your plan to what to do.
The Pinellas County School District will be looking at the attendance of schools to gauge the increases and decreases in absences. They will not, however, be changing the exam exemption policy in the same way Hillsborough County did. The attendance will be looked at, but Dr. Jansen says that they are working on altering their policy.
At the end of the year last year, we looked at our exam exemption policy, and we decided that our policy wasn't doing what we wanted it to do. So we've already started changing that, but we've always had a waiver process that if there was an extenuating circumstance that the parents could document, our principals were able to make some decisions that would overrule our policy. So we've always had a waiver, in effect, but since we're rewriting it, we'll write something very significant and specific to this in there.
Last year, some schools closed due to the H1N1 virus. This year, Dr. Damaraj says that they will keep schools open unless it is absolutely necessary to close them.
The definitive point will be if there is 100% of adult not coming to school, I guess, we could find a babysitter or just substitute just to keep the children in school. You have to realize that when you send a child to school, as Dr. Jansen said, the impact is to the family and the impact is to all the businesses. We would not have the parent nurses, the parent EMS, the parent business. I mean, so this is a significant. And since the disease is very mild and children seem to recuperate very quickly, really at this time we are not entertaining
closing the schools.
With $130,000 in stimulus funding from the Department of Health, the Pinellas County Health Department is beginning a campaign to vaccinate a goal of up to 38,000 students in school-based clinics. Dr. Damaraj explains the process.
We are going to, of course, send consent form, and they will be sent home after Labor Day, and then we will be able, with the consent, to immunize the children without the presence of their parents. So we will have big immunization clinic in the schools. For H1N1, we also are preparing for a mass vaccination campaign. The vaccine is not yet available. I'm sure you have heard that there is clinical trials that are starting, and so far, as early this morning, they seem to have no side effects. We will send a second consent form with parents from the school when we get ready to do the H1N1 vaccination. For most of the children, especially under age 9, there may be a second shot required to be fully immunized. We are not sure yet. We are awaiting these clinical trials.
For more information about H1N1 or the regular flu, you can go to www.flu.gov. The Pinellas County Health Department's info line is available 24 hours a day at 727-824-6964 or the Florida Department of Health from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 877-352-3581. For WMNF in Clearwater, this is Lindsay Cradwell.